Welcome back, guys, to another episode.
Happy Saturday.
Oprah. It's Saturday, but happy 420, we should say.
Yes, there we go. Happy 420.
Because when you will be listening to this, it is 420. So happy 420. Hope you got all your smoking essentials, weed, dabs, pens, edibles, whatever. Bombs. Suppositories.
Whatever you need to get that high.
And celebrate. High as fuck, because...
And if you're in Arizona, it's our first, like, rec.
420.
420.
So, we're all. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
We're celebrating.
We're celebrating early. Because 420, I already know I'm going to be lit as fuck, but here we are, pre-gaming. What is this, 4 days early? 3 days early?
Yeah, 17, 18, 19,
20. I can't count. We have a big ass, it's called an emperador. No, that sounds funny.
Emperador?
Emperador. I don't know. They should have called it just emperor. Emperado. No, because it ends with an R. Emperador. Whatever. It is a big ass raw joint, okay?
Yeah.
We'll post a picture. We fit a whole ass eighth in this. It's just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
About to get so lit. So.
And we have just the two of us, and we have two strains in there.
Two strains, we do. I put a little bit of AK 1995 in here, which is a hybrid, but it's a sativa leaning hybrid. It actually smells very stinky danky. Very earthy. Really liked it. AK 95 is one of my favorite strains. Ooh. Definitely helps with any down in the dumps feeling, so any type of depression and stuff. So it's very euphoric, I should say.
It gives me fruity, like the fruity smell at the end of it.
I was gonna say it's a little bit sweet aroma, but
yeah, but
still
it's like
skunky. Like
that's the word I was going for, like, because I didn't want to say lemony, but it's still like, yeah, skunky. But at the very end, it's like a little
sweetness aroma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then AD put.
I have some cherry tang in there, which is also a sativa dominant. It's a hybrid strain, 80% sativa, 20% indica, and it's actually created by, which I think we've smoked this before on here, but it's created by one of my favorites, is Cherry Pie and Tangy. So it, like you said, gives a little, just like your strain, gives a little uplifted feeling, energetic feeling, when you're feeling in the dumps, anxiety.
This is the strain?
It's the strain.
I think we've had both of these strains, actually, at some point in first season, but a little mix never hurt nobody, and, I mean, I do like to try new strains, but I also like to stick to what I know.
And you know what? since they're both sativa, like, dominant strains, I feel like this is going to be good.
This is going to be great.
We're going to smoke all eight.
So, here we go. I've never smoked a joint this big. I don't think I've ever smoked this much in one sitting. Obviously, I've smoked an eighth in a day or something, but...
taking a hit of, like, one of those really big ones, but I don't think we've, like, actually done it. Like, I think maybe, like, once or twice.
What about the five... Yes, the big joint, the big one.
Yeah,
not bigger than this one. Probably, like, the ounce one.
Yeah, those... where you're literally holding it with two hands.
Yeah. I've taken...
and then the five. Yeah, the five...
the little five prong. So, what would that be? Maybe, like... that might be like,
I don't know, that might be like
five grams, huh? So maybe we have smoked that much in one sitting. Never mind. Well, this just looks crazy. I don't know. I don't even want to smoke it. It looks like a...
well, in the packaging,
I need
too,
to put it on a shelf.
On the raw packaging, it doesn't tell you how much fits in there. So we really didn't know, but...
a good...
we were told.
A good friend of ours.
We were told it's an eighth, and we're just like, okay, let's try it, you know? So she's over here, Jazz is over here, grinding it up, finally grinds the whole eighth out, and we're just
still
like,
I don't
think that's gonna fit.
Still didn't think it was gonna be enough, but it's perfect.
No, it's literally perfect.
A perfect eighth, we weighed it out. It's in here. So I'm about to light it. I was gonna let you do the honors, but it's in my hand.
Nope, go for it, yep. I was like...
and we'll see if this takes us through the whole episode. If not, we do have some more nugs we can roll up. But I think we'll be...
yes. While you're sparking that, I'm just going to talk about the Giving Tree. I know I've talked about it before.
It's your spot.
It is my spot. It's been my spot lately. it is still a little kind of funky. The way the so when you first get there, it's not. There's two, clearly there's two different lines. One's for medical patients, one is for rec. They ask you, are you rec, whatever, yada yada, and you get in your line, and then they'll call you in. If you're rec, you know, they'll tell you where to go. But I've only always done the online orders, so mm-hmm. every single time, they're always just like, okay, yeah, go ahead and go wait right here. But it's kind of like when you walk in there, and where he told me yesterday to stand, it was just in the middle of, like, the walkway.
So it's not, like, the same place every time, or...
No, it's not, because sometimes...
There's not, like, a designated line.
Yeah, thing. No. Like, once you're in... Once he tells you where to go inside, that's just where you need to go. So he could tell you, hey, go all the way to the very end and go wait behind there. But then you still see, like, people, I guess, shopping, quote-unquote, in there. So there's people shopping around. So there's just people kind of, like, walking around looking at stuff.
They have, like... cases where you can kind of see.
Yeah, you can kind of look. So I guess the whole thing is you go in there. Again, I've only done online. But you go in there and you shop around. And then there's basically like bud tenders that go and they ask you what you want. What, you know, this and that. They put it on the iPad. And then they call you up once your order is like ready.
To check out.
Yeah, to check out. So, but it has been my place. But I just wanted to give them a little shout out because the last two times I've gone, the tree has just, the nugs, so good, smells good, perfect.
That's excuse me.
Overview.
This damn tastes really good, first of all. The joint tastes really good. I wanted to say, though, excuse me, that's kind of how nature's medicine is, the one okay. in Glendale. It is kind of, so you check in the front, go to the back, you kind of can look around the cases and stuff, and then a bud tender will call you. You can start ordering with your bud tender or, you know, your online or whatever.
And so. I feel like Sunday Goods, no? They're
Sunday
kind of like that?
Sunday Goods, yes. Yes, I think you're right.
It's not the same person who checks you out compared to who's getting you your stuff.
Yes, like, I think you're right. It's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. But since we're on the reviewing dispensaries and kind of what we've been going through, since we're not recording every week, obviously we have a little bit of in between to try other things and stuff. So I made my way out to Green Farms Dispensary out in Mesa. So it was kind of a drive for me, but it was fine. No big deal. Mad Trip Labs actually hit me up on Instagram and they... put together like a little swag bag. If you guys saw my Instagram, you saw they put together 4 terp sticks, a mask, a little
cute.
What is it, dab cap, and just like stickers and stuff. Super cute.
Worth the travel.
Worth the drive. The terp sticks, super worth it. Do not sleep on those. They burn so slow. They're so nice. Get you super fucking lit.
It looked like it was packed good, too. Like, it wasn't no little scrawny joint or anything. It looked like a good pack.
It does have a fat-ass filter, like a long filter, but it mm-hmm. still has a good...
A good amount.
Still a good size. And then, while we were there, we did... So, I went with Azabelle.
Okay.
She used her first-time patient, but we split it. And so, I still have my first-time patient. Their first-time patient's really good. You can do... Buy one, get one up to a quarter.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then you can also do, I think it's like 20 or something. So a percentage off of anything in the store if you don't do like the flower or whatever. So she got a quarter. I got a quarter. Tree was fire. I mean, I was impressed. Even like.
Is it their brand?
I
want
to say. I think it's their grow. I want to say we got one off. No, we didn't. We didn't get a low. The lower tier. But we did get a mid shelf and one top shelf. There was only one top shelf that called her name. The mid shelves were, but it was so good. Like, I went through it so fast, all my flowers so fast because it was so good. I wanted to keep smoking it. So, in comparison to something I picked up this weekend, I went super late in the evening and they were already about to close. So, that's all my fault. I already knew what I was getting, you know, like,
right.
I knew that it wasn't going to be. All the stuff that I wanted was kind of gone. So whatever, I just went for a little value. I needed some flowers and I did get it, got it. And I was literally like, just smoke this shit. Like, just smoke it. Let's get rid of it because it's, I was just annoyed that I even went and purchased it. But you get what you pay for, really. You do. But Green Farms, if you're out there, I highly recommend them. I really liked their dispensary. Their staff was really good. It was just an all-over good experience. So if it was closer,
that'd probably be
one of the go-tos. They have some really good deals for 420, obviously.
You guys will get this. It's so funny that you're saying that because actually a budtender that works for Herbal Wellness Center, he was telling me that they have a really good deal. He's like, I will make the drive out there. So I might have to make a drive out there. What is out in Mesa? What can I do? Like, what, you know, kill two birds with one stone.
That's exactly what we were trying to figure out. We're like, what can we eat out here? What's out in Mesa that's not everywhere else?
Look, I'm about to be, but what is in Mesa? Gilbert, is that close?
Yeah, I think it's like right there. Okay. Gilbert, Tempe, kind of. So you could totally find something to do, but I mean, I was just excited. I'm like, let's go get this turf stick.
Girl, hurry up. We got to get home.
Yeah, I was pretty geeked, though. Good experience. So, yeah, I wanted to share that with you guys. Hell yeah. Check them out.
Do they have the... So, will the turf sticks be, if you know, will they be sold?
They are sold there. Sold?
Okay.
They are sold there. So, I'm thinking if you get, like, if you were to get some, you'd get the percentage off for the first-time patient deal, you know, if you didn't do the BOGO or whatever. So...
Dope. We might have to go check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I say it's worth the drive. It's probably about the same for you.
Yeah.
Because you're so north. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we could probably even make our way out there if we go plan a day or whatever. So
you go to IKEA.
We still have,
Wait, IKEA is the opposite way, huh?
I think you could make it to IKEA from there.
I need a mirror. I've been waiting. I've been hitting the restock. I'm like, can you
They're still not restocked.
It's still not restocked. I mean, I can buy one at American Furniture, but it's $100 compared to $50 at IKEA. But then again, it's like, well, bitch, you are driving all the way to the IKEA, though.
True. So but it's not $50 to drive to IKEA. Yeah.
True. This is hitting really good,
actually. It's burning very good. We were saying if it burns crappy, we were going to...
Put it out and open it up and just smoke the tree out of it. But it's hitting.
Literally hitting my fucking chest. My throat more than anything. Tastes good though. It tastes really good.
Well, so just got to bring up the topic just because this is a very ongoing topic that's going on. And not to say it in, like, an insensitive way, but we do. We have to bring it up because we have to make awareness.
We have to talk about it.
This is something that is important to us. So, obviously, if you've been keeping up with the news and you know what's going on, we're in the middle of the Derek, I think his name is Chauvin. I don't even care. I don't even want to say his name. But we're in the middle of his trial for the killing of George Floyd. And... just when you think, like, things can't get any worse, right? Emotions are already high. Everyone's already feeling it. Plus, we're going through our astrological seasons that got us in our feelings,
and energies and stuff. Yep,
all the energies. Still trying to get over the all the other horrible deaths from last year, the years before that. The George Floyd death. And not even less than 10 miles from the trial. Another black young man was killed. Dante Wright. So just rest in peace to him. Prayers to his family. But he was stopped over a traffic violation. And it was I want to say she was like what? 20 to 25 years on the force or something. I heard like that. She's the cop who stopped him.
Yeah.
She's been the cop. And she said, air quotes, she accidentally pulled her gun instead of her taser.
Which we've already seen all the...
comparisons.
Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, like, let's just be real, guys. Like, it's not even... it is exactly what it is. Like, they're being targeted. They are...
yeah, and the cops are using their badge. Like, they're literally taking...
but they're not, like, first of all, you're not God. Like, if...
right.
If that's anything, like, you don't have... and I've said this before. If you were, like, threatened or whatever the fuck your little excuse is, there you are trained to know how to handle these situations.
Thank you.
How to...
Aren't they? Because in my head, I'm like, I'm not a cop, obviously, but yeah. Don't they have trainings? Don't they, like, go through, re-get certified? I mean, I've always said, though, that cops need to be... They need to have psych evals.
I think we've said that in the past.
Yeah, we definitely said that. But it's just, you know, it's just, I don't know. Like you said, you're
so
trained.
Much.
This
they're
is your
they're
job.
Just, you, they're abusing their power.
Exactly.
It's a total abuse of power.
It's just, yesterday I just got really worked up about it. I was just really upset because aside from Dante Wright, we
news
just found
comes
out more news, right? Comes out about the 13-year-old. Child Adam Toledo in Chicago, who was actually killed by them last month, but they did not release the video until yesterday. I didn't watch it. I haven't watched any of the videos, any of any murders or anything. I can't.
I don't think I can. I don't think I need to.
Yeah.
As far as it's clear as day.
Yeah, and it's like, it's...
So, it's just, it's, there's no, absolutely no reason.
He was 13. Like, when I think about that, it makes me so... I had to, like, hold back yesterday because I just was getting so, I was just so upset.
Because, I had just, like, a knot, nasty yeah. knot in my stomach. Just, it's just sad as fuck. Like, it's just, at this point... If I'm tired, I can only imagine.
Yes.
First of all, people of color, the black community.
I mean, it's just, yeah. I was telling, because Jake watched the Adam Toledo one, and he was telling me, and I was just like, I don't want to hear it. Like, I just told him, I said, stop. Like, just stop telling me, because I emotionally, like, I can't deal with that. I don't want to hear it. I know I'm not even watching it, but I just don't even want to hear about what happened.
Like, I read it and stuff, because
I
want to know,
yes.
But, like, at the
like
same time,
play by
yeah.
play, and I'm
yeah.
just like, I don't...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know him, he's very animated, so
yeah.
he really gets into...
And vocal.
Yeah, and vocal, so I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. Like, just...
I read it, and that was... That did it for you, yeah. There was this... I'm trying to find it. There was this really, really sad thing that I read. Maybe I'll just share it to our story, because it's going to take me a while. Oh, here it is, right here, actually. Teaching today was brutal. My first class of the day is normally radiant and full of life. Sixth grade class. Today was heavy. We talked about Adam and being 13. And then there's a poem. So I'll post this to our story,
yeah.
our page. But it was heartbreaking just to... From a 13-year-old, like from these kids that are like, you know, seeing it from the other side. Like, they're scared, like, they don't feel safe in their community, they don't feel safe in their city, like, what is happening?
And what I was telling Jake, too, is I'm just like, why is it that, you know, we have to, because I think about that, I'm like, if we have kids, or like how he was raised, you know, like his parents had to give him an extra list of things, like make sure you don't do this, make sure you don't do this, when
maybe he was caught smoking weed, like, hey, yeah, I know you want to fucking fuck around and hang out with your friends,
can't.
But
you, like, you literally, something so simple,
you
like
need
that.
To be aware of this,
right,
because of the color of your fucking skin, like, this is insane,
and not when, if it's going to happen, but when it does happen, this is what it is. And it's just like, dang, but like you said, they're 13. They're children. They don't understand.
Children.
Like, they want to play Fortnite.
They want to get home. They want to get home.
Right.
That's all they want to get home, and they want to be home, I should say, because even when they are home, clearly they're barging in.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm getting worked up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's the coffee too.
I'm all stirring it.
But,
yeah,
okay,
we're halfway
with all
through
that,
this
we
joint.
Are, and I feel like we have definitely hit two joints.
All right. I don't know, it just feels different. It feels like I'm, I don't know.
Who are
this is a fatty. Like, this is the definition of a fatty.
No, bro. We're going to post it. We'll post it on our story.
I want a fatty. When I say I want a fatty, this is what I'm talking about.
that sounds very
yeah, nice. And my own fatty, but, you know.
But with all of that being said, it is safe to just say that people of color, just take time away from social media. I know I've been on, but I've still been conscious about what I'm looking at, what, you know, you're going to see a lot of traumatic things. So take care of your mental health. Speak, you know, try and talk with someone. And something that I was actually listening to one of our favorite podcasts, and something that really stuck out to me is, you know, it's really easy to just tell people, like, go see a therapist. Like, just go talk with a therapist. Well, not everybody, like, is accessible to that. You know, not everyone has the funds for that. Because we know that shit's expensive.
Yeah.
So, even if you don't have the resources, maybe try and look at it in a, like, different way. If you're in school, there should be free counselors. Because I just got an email from, that's like, cool. my little school thing. And it was like, take time if you need.
Does your insurance offer, like, any X amount of, or your work offer any X amount of sessions?
Yeah, five.
Five. Well, don't probably. Feel bad because my mother-in-law is the same.
I'm just, like, five.
And she works for a freaking hospital, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just, to me, it just doesn't make sense. So, five, and then after that, I pay 75 each. Which, 75 is actually really cheap.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Like, not poor, not cheap, but, like, I've seen some where they're, like,
oh, but if you wanted to go once a month, oh, wow.
And I'm, like, 150 a session? I don't have that money.
Yeah.
75
So, you can only imagine, like, if... Obviously, right. people who aren't...
Who don't have, yeah, the ability to even pay that. Because I literally take out... I split the $75 between my two checks that I get paid. And that's how I pay. And sometimes if I really need it, I'm like, okay, I might have to take out my savings. I don't want to. But if I need it, you know, obviously I need it.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the resources, again, if you're in school, check. Like, there's free counselors. Something that you always bring up, journaling.
Yeah.
Working out, release some stress.
Just, yeah, find your way of...
Talkspace.
I think Headspace has a few free things, potentially.
There you go.
So, I know I'm very high, but really quick, just want to say, yeah. Wanted to shed light on all that. And...
Yep.
Thoughts and prayer and good energy out to
everybody and everyone's families. Mm-hmm.
And the families. Absolutely.
But in some positive news.
Oh, I'm so lit.
You know what? We should have recorded this. Us smoking this. Because I know I'm lit. We always say we're going to start recording.
I'm
going to
start recording right now.
We just...
Let me just pull up. I'm sorry if you hear me clicking.
We just might start recording some of these episodes. But in other news, Family Matters, Steve Urkel. Y'all know who Steve Urkel is. His real name is Jaleel White. He's actually launching a new cannabis brand. It's called It's Purple, spelled P-U-R-P-L. And he's teaming up, from what I read, he's teaming up with 710 Labs to create his own Purple Urkel strain. I don't know why he didn't do this a long time ago. He could totally have been, you know, profiting off of this.
Okay, do you want a video or a time lapse? Like, what do you want?
I look funky, bro.
It's because I took my lashes off, ladies and gents, and I look like a baby bird.
Stop. You look fine.
Brows, though.
I was going to say, your brows are on regular. Chris. They're
I'm cut. Just going to take a regular video, and then we'll just edit as needed.
Okay.
So here goes. Part two of our episode, anyway.
I think this is still lit. But yeah, he's actually, hit that. He is launching that on 420, but it's going to be in California. I'm going to keep a lookout, though, and see if maybe they'll expand out here, or if we're just going to go to California and grab some. But we'll let you know.
Which is totally possible.
I know, I need a beach day.
Don't even tempt me with a Come good on. Time.
We all can just rent the Mercedes van. Pitch in, a bunch of us, rent the Mercedes van.
Well, look, we're going to have to keep it to a limit of...
Well, no.
Just kidding.
But What, one, two, like...
At least 10?
Yeah.
Probably, because I don't think there's more than 10.
Probably like 6.
I was giving the 10 as an extra, just in case there were fillers.
Woo! Well, we could do that. Anywho, we'll talk about that off.
Off camera.
Okay, but look at me. Just...
Camera should be closer.
Sorry, just a bunch of ash. Okay, so, yeah, we're going to try his weed.
Yes,
but his weed. That was cool, though. He's going to be able to actually, like, profit off of Urkel. Steve Urkel.
Yeah, the name, the...
his whole character.
Because there is Purple Urkel.
Right.
So, I'm not crazy.
There is, right? Okay, because yeah, that's one of the things I was just like, I could have sworn we've heard about it, or maybe we smoked it.
But it's going to be his exclusive.
Yes. Through 710 ups.
Sick. Right. I'm so high.
We're still going at it. This is a, that's probably a whole gram right there. Like 1, 2, 3. Maybe, I don't know, that looks a lot more. That's thick. Anywho, on to our...
Cosmo. I said second half. Here we go.
Here it is.
Second.
Little... Can't think of it.
Just the second half.
Yeah. Of the...
Because halftime, second half, there's 4 quarters.
Or
third quarter.
In college, they only have 2. It's very weird.
2 quarters?
Yeah.
You're right.
But they're like long as fuck.
Like, I didn't notice that.
Gotta be up though, right? Well, I think it's just for the guys though, because when I was watching the girls' tournament, they definitely had 4 quarters. But when I was watching the guys,
how long have I been doing that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Tour season though. All
tour season. Let's go.
Can't see me, but I'm doing the horn.
They can see you.
I'm doing the horn. She's here, ladies and gents, beginning on the 19th or 20th, obviously depending on your time zone. Just kind of crazy, though, because we just dealt with Aries season, which was very fiery.
Active.
Mm-hmm. Very active energy. And now we're going into more of, like, a grounding energy.
I feel like Aries season was so exhausting for me. Literally, this last week, I've been so tired. Like, I haven't, same. For the past 3 nights, I have not smoked to go to sleep. That's how tired I've been. I smoke to go to sleep. I've been tired.
Smoke, edibles.
Edibles, you know, my little 5s, 10s. I moved up to 10s. I don't think I told you guys. Moved up to 10s.
You're going to be at 15, 21.
One whole one? Yep, pop the whole one.
Out slobbering.
I try not to sleep on my face, but
same.
Sometimes it's
like this. Because then if I like if this arm, if it, it'll fall asleep, bro.
Fall asleep.
And I'm all
Ari said that if you put the hands
or sometimes behind my back.
I can't do that. They'll definitely fall asleep.
I don't know why.
Ari said above the, or below the hips.
Ari.
You can't, like, if they're above the hips, the arms are too bended. So if it's, like, below the hips, you can still get that comfortable.
Okay. No, I feel
try
like
it.
Right there.
Try it. I tried it, but I can't.
Like
I'd just rather just.
Almost on your thigh, but mm-hmm. not fully on your thigh.
I have to sleep with, like, my body pillow over my, I need, like, weight. I need a weighted blanket. I just
get
need
it. I sit like this with this arm like all the way.
You're just waiting to talk with your arm out.
It hurts so bad.
Ow.
It will fall asleep. But yes, to say the least, Aries season was very, I've been very tired too. And that could be it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to this. Slower pace,
mm-hmm.
grounding.
They are
take a breath, slow it down a little, but not like a standstill because you obviously still want to use Taurus season. Hello, like you said, Sign of the bull.
The bull. You still want to use their...
So we want to be conscious of, like, what's worth going after, what's worth charging after.
Taking initiative and doing. And Taurus is actually ruled by,
again, with Ash.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. What? They're ruled by the planet Venus. So, they're known to be the planet of, like, love and pleasure and beauty. So, to me, that means take some time for some self-care, self-love, pampering. I'm going to get a pedicure tomorrow. And get into some nature. Because they're an earth sign, so just like Virgo, get into your nature.
And the Taurus. Taurus also rules our throat chakra. So...
Damn, that's a hard one for me.
Speak your truth. Say your truths. And I've been doing them, the neck stretches. One, because my neck hurts, but two, because I know I can use my throat chakra a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So, neck stretches, yoga poses. The cat-cow is a good one.
I've been able to do that one for my back.
For your back, that one's so good.
And I'm just, like, staying in that position. But I have noticed, though, that the chiropractor, he has been working a lot more on my neck. And I'm just like, my neck, it's my sciatic that hurts. Can you work
help
on
me
my
down
neck?
Here.
But he has, like, this little thing, bro. And, like, it will, like, pop right in your butt cheek. Right under your cheek, like, because it's right
Does
there.
Does it work, though?
Yeah, it works. But I'm just like, sir, my neck, but that could be because I need to be working on my throat chakra more.
Do your neck stretches.
And something we didn't talk about, because we did post on our story, the forecast.
Yes.
And we didn't put on there was Earth Day. So, like I said, coincidental, because Taurus is an Earth sign, so it falls right in Taurus season. When's the 22nd?
I think it's on...
trying to pull up my calendar.
Thursday,
yep. You have a really good project.
It's because I'm off on Tuesday, 4:20, and then Wednesday,
oh,
Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, well, yes. On the 22nd, it's considered Earth Day. They did make it a holiday. Take some time. Like I said, get into nature, honor our planet.
Plant a tree.
Oh, there you go.
Plant some plants.
Yeah. That's a good one. Just even going outside, putting your feet in the grass.
Appreciating Mother Earth.
But then again, if you're in Arizona right now, your allergies are probably on 10, so be careful.
On 100.
Be careful.
Yeah, I need to go get some more of the allergy relief.
So be careful out there. But I did find also that on earthday.org, they have a whole entire website set up, dedicated, and they have, like, activities on there I was looking on, workshops, little panels, and, like, discussions about climate change, even some, like, cleanups. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I saw some. You can just Google, and they have some events in Arizona. I think I was going to say Northern Arizona, but I really don't know if that's where this city was, but I think they have one in Phoenix too. The Arizona Keep Nature Wild. Oh. So they do an Earth Day cleanup event. I have it on my phone. It stopped recording.
The battery. Why did I think of that? And you just said, I have 30%. I'm fine. I can make it through. Should have just kept it on the charger. Well, I'm looking it up right now on keepnature.wild.
Kenna for climate. You're looking that up?
I can look that up.
Oh, what were you looking at?
Keep Nature Wild.
Oh. Kenna for climate. I wanted to talk about that. It's, honestly, I don't know 100% who's behind it, but they want to make, like, a annual, pretty much like a holiday, you know? to...
Are you there? No. Can I for climate? Mm-hmm. Or is it like a four?
Yes, Allie.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Can I for climate?
Can I spell it? Do you want it?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Just a little scroll.
What is Canada for Climate? Here we go.
Okay, so basically, make it like a worldwide event to take place annually on 421. So obviously, us 420 stoners, stigma, whatever.
We have our holiday.
Right.
420.
And then they're asking for cannabis lovers everywhere to clean up an area of their community the day after celebrating 420. So their mission is to show that stoners are conscious, contributing members of society, contrary to the belief that stoners are lazy and contribute nothing. So we'll link there. Okay. Yeah, it's so cool.
They have they literally all the steps, you guys, like how to participate.
So we'll link it so that way you know. I'll actually probably share that today. I think that's really cool.
Oh, and they're going to have a little hangout sesh on Zoom at 420 to celebrate.
Dope. But yeah, so I saw something on their Instagram, which, again, my phone is recording right now, but it's like 420, like we celebrate, 421 we clean up, and then 422 we enjoy. We love Earth. We, you know,
yep,
do all those things that you just said, walking in nature and...
getting your hiking, mm-hmm, soaking up the sun.
Yep.
I like that. Yep, we will definitely be posting that. Let me get off there because I was looking on their little site. So that's really cool.
Mamma mia.
Oh, so. Still going? I am. Let me see. And we have more. We got more stuff going on.
More energy.
The end of the month. Yes, the end of the month. Which I'm Scorpio moon.
Are you?
Scorpio full moon. Super. It's a super full moon. It's happening the end of this month on the 26th and 27th. So one thing to know about Scorpio is they can be...
contrary to what everyone else says.
They can be very emotional because they're a water sign. So that energy, along with the full moon energy already, because you already know full moon energy is full of emotion... going to be heightened, so you're going to feel it. You might find yourself really frustrated or like easily annoyed.
Maybe possibly all the time. Like
picking,
just kidding.
Picking little fights, you know, or just being like, you know, just yeah, frustrated.
Being snarky.
Yeah.
I knew you wanted to say that. I know you wanted to
okay, first of all, here's some weird stuff that was going on. Jazz kept singing a song, and she's like, why am I keep singing this song? And then I didn't realize what she was singing, so she said it again, and I was like, dude, I was just listening to that song in the car.
It's really weird.
So now that I know, get out of my head. Get out of my head. But yes, you're going to find yourself probably snarky. As fuck. So just...
oh, man.
Gather yourself.
Remain practical.
Most importantly.
Think about the things you want to let go of during this full moon. And pay attention to the signs and messages that we're going to be receiving or anything that you like.
Come up and up.
You know, little things. You know, you get little messages. You get little signs and revelations, so...
and even when you don't think it is, that's why it's good to write it down. Because sometimes when I don't think it is, something else will happen and I'll go back and look at that. And I'm like, oh, wait, does that connect?
Yep.
You kind of like piece together what kind of message is.
Exactly. And full moons are also a really good time to do a cleanse, energetic cleanse of your body, your space, all that energy that is no longer needed. We're serving you.
Smudging. Mm-hmm. In the house, open up the window.
Literally say, like, what you want to let go. What kind of energy? Like, I release any negative energy. I release any blank energy. Whatever. It no longer serves me. Open up your windows. Shut it out.
Get against the engine. You just, your house feels so much better, too, afterwards once you're done. So it's very important.
And you kind of just know when you need it. You just know.
Oh, yeah. There's a little funk in there. You're like, okay, hold on.
And, like, if you interact with someone was in your house. I don't know. You never know. You had a conversation with someone, and now the energy.
Or you walk in, and you're in a funk.
Or the remote sitting on the thing, and it falls, like. My new little
smudge. My new smudge. Look. Got some. Not even go there. All right. And last but not least, we haven't had any.
No planets. Again, I'm just over here.
No. No planets have been retrograde. Mm-hmm. But that's all going to change because we have one planet that I think a lot of people forget about, Pluto, which is going to be in retrograde as of April 27th until October 6th.
And that's literally right after this Scorpio full moon. Scorpio energy is ruled by Pluto. So the day after the full moon in Scorpio, Pluto's going retrograde. And Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth. So in order for us to, like, go through any type of transformation, we have to, again, think about what you want to let go. Think about what you want to release. Heal and let go of, like, personal baggage, mm-hmm. unnecessary ties. So we can evolve. So we can...
Right.
And I want to really stress that just because all these things, like, we say these things, like, you're going to have these transformations, or, you know, this is a time of transformation, or this is a time of death and rebirth, like I just said, you know? And we share, like, these tips with you. You still have to be, like, open and willing to, like, do the work. Like,
yeah, it doesn't, like, manifestation isn't you just saying something. It's you actually meaning it, and, like, you actually... Do it, like you said, doing the work.
Doing the shadow work. Doing yep. the deep, the ugly stuff. Like, letting go of the funk so that we can undergo these energies.
And it's hard. Sometimes things are hard. Like,
it's not as easy, like, as just, oh, like, this is what's happening in the cosmos. Right. It's going to sprinkle down on us.
No, like, I have, like, a hard conversation that I need to have with, you know, and it's just like, oh, it's one of those things where...
So, but the thing is, like, this is a perfect example. Like, you still have that little thing to work on, right? To let go of. You still have right. that little thing to let go of. And maybe in Pluto retrograde, it's not going to be your time. So, it's going to be a little harder for you. Like,
right.
you're still going to go through some shit and you're still going to carry that with you after this period in astrology.
Into the next.
But there's still, obviously, we're going to keep having full moons and there's going to be... Obviously, more times for release, so at some point, you have to handle it at your time, but...
Yeah, you just kind of like, you're barely touching the surface yeah. of things.
But you, if you're willing to do that, like, during this time, like, you're going to feel it. We're all going to feel it differently because we're all going through different shit. It might get a little ballsy.
Who knows?
But another tips, just keep noting your dreams. Because they've been vivid for me.
Pisces season was really vivid for me. Like, I went ham one night writing, or, like, the next day writing it all down, like, pages. And then going more into this month, like, I've just been so tired, though, that I haven't really...
Okay.
I don't feel like I've been dreaming
beginning
that much.
Of Aries season?
Yes, beginning
was crazy. Writing them down? Weird. Yes. Weird.
Like, what does this mean? Does this have a meaning, or am I just that tired and, like, that mentally drained that my mind is...
I don't know, but I've also been hearing or seeing and reading a lot about, like, lucid dreaming, so I'm like,
Because mine are weird.
weird. So, note your dreams, journal your feelings. This is going to help us become more aware, more in tune. Like you were saying earlier, like going back and reading. So if you're writing all that down during these different times, when Pluto goes direct, or, you know, obviously if when you're reflecting the full moon or whatever it may be, we have like a clearer understanding. We told you the whole episode.
This is so...
We have a clearer understanding to help us see things in a different light. Mm-hmm. And see how far you've come, too, in the process.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've really been... I told myself in 2021, I'm like, stop being so hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you've done good. But again, that's just, like, inner child work that I know I still need to do, because that whole, like, making my mom proud shit is, like, come on. It's outdated. Like, it's not even, you know, but yeah. Obviously that's the inner child work that I have to do to heal that. So,
and you just not have to so keep hard. Feeding your inner child, too. Like, mm-hmm. You still have to...
Like, I thought of something the other day. I asked Jake when we were in the car, and I was like, would your younger self think that you were cool? And he was like, fuck yeah. You know him? He's just like, fuck yeah. He's like, I think he was super cool. Like, got his own place. Like, he dresses nice. And then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, no, I feel like my younger self would be like, dang, okay. Like, yeah, I think she's cool.
Look at her. Look. Look at this. Emperador.
I was like, my inner child was like, love. Would, like, love the person that I am now.
That you didn't conform, that you didn't, like... No, yeah, absolutely. More than just, obviously. But, yeah.
So...
You got your own thing going for you, mm-hmm. Like... Look at you. Look at those curls.
I can get my haircut. I can't wait. The volume's just gonna be there. I can feel it. I already know.
When do you go?
May 14th.
Okay. May 14th. Almost...
Yeah, I'm going to keep letting it grow a little bit longer. But okay, I just see her. The transformations I've seen her do, I'm just like, how? Hairstylist? Or if there's anyone who's gods, it's some hairstylist.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
They do the damn thing. Sister,
you've been holding my hair down.
Yeah, and especially the ones who do, like, coloring.
Oh!
That is gonna be the end of our episode. That's all we got for you. No, but seriously, thank you all for the support. We are still doing our 1,000 follower giveaway.
Almost there.
We almost there. And just our schedule change, like we said, we are doing 2 times a month now. And we are still working on the merch. Don't worry. We did not forget.
It's coming. But yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for listening to our show.
Go like on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. And
thank you for enjoying this joint with us.
You know what? Happy 420.
Happy 420.
Happy 420.
I hope you get high as fuck.
I know my eyes aren't open.
You're going to sleep fucking phenomenal.
Get really high, but don't get overly high. Like,
yeah, be safe. Stay hydrated, obviously.
Especially if you guys are going to, like, events and stuff. I know that there's some.
You should have said this in the beginning of the episode. Tip your bartenders. Be nice to them. Be patient with them.
And if you can, well, obviously you're gonna get this on 420 because I'm saying get your weed before 420. But
yeah, I'm starting today.
Yeah, that's exactly. I
gotta go get some more. I think I'm gonna try Oasis.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes. I'm willing to go to Giving Tree too, though. I'm lit.
Me too.
I'm like.
Mm-hmm. Wavy.
Yeah, wavy.
Well, with that being said, enjoy 420.
Peace.
Thank you for listening.
Love.
And stay stony.